Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Harrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hardy throws the ball into Schilling, who tags Minoso, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Pagliarani moves to second. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer hits a line drive off the glove of Aparicio, and into shallow left field. Brewer reaches second base with a double. Pagliarani scores. There goes Green trying to get to third. Aparicio throws to Martin, who tags Green for the out. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrion moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger bunts towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to second. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith, who is chasing the ball. Hardy reaches third base with a triple. Schilling scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Harrell reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrell scores. Runnels moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Green bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to third. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brewer hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carrion for a passed ball. Schilling moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hardy strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kemmerer, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harrell takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrell. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Harrell steals second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin strikes out. Pagliarani drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Martin out. Two outs. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Cam Carrion. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.